The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi, you're listening to the I Mom So Hard and the I Eat Cookies So Hard podcast.
Yeah, we literally just started the podcast and Jen was like, this would be a good time for me to take an entire cookie into my mouth at once.
It wasn't, but are you impressed with what I can take in my mouth at one time?
I was very impressed. I was like, bravo to you.
Thank you.
And high fives all the way around. I, however, can't because I have a very small mouth.
Medically small mouth.
Dentally speaking, which I was told by a dentist. And then later got it in a note and showed it to my husband
just
on
really
anniversaries.
Really smart.
100% true. I literally did. Anyway, thank you for joining us at the hashtag #IMomSoHard podcast.
Follow us wherever on whatever. We're on all the social media.
Wherever you
want to
follow us, follow us. If you see us in the store, follow us, but make sure to say hi.
Also, follow us like the Grateful Dead on our live tour, you guys.
That's a good time. Be deadheads, but we call them like
mom friends.
Mom friends.
Oh, yeah.
Come see us. The live show is so fun. You can go to imomsohard.com to get tickets. That is the best place to avoid dirty ass scalpers.
Oh, yeah, they do. They charge people message us and they're like, listen, bitches, why are you
charging $300 a ticket? We're like, who in the hell? What dirty cousin is selling our tickets for that much money? It makes us so mad. So go to imomsohard.com.
2017.
Yeah, save yourself money by going to our website.
Yes.
And we would love it if you would rate and review our podcast. And also, evidently, a listener told us on Spotify, it's like hard to rate and review, but do it anyway. I don't even know how you do it. She was like, just so you know, I had to really dig in order to review you. And I was like, God bless you for just following through.
Like I tell my kids, we can do hard things. Ladies, you know, you want to throw the gauntlet down, throw it down in front of a mom because she will do it.
Yeah, just the whole description of motherhood is you will do hard things.
Like, let me tell you what the last 3 weeks, speaking of the live show, have been like for us. We've been home for like 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And that 4 hours consisted of guilt trips by the children.
Laundry.
And
scheduling stuff that you don't kind of know about.
Yeah.
And just an overall disdain for us. Look at that. And Kelsey.
Who's Kelsey?
I can't talk.
Casey.
Casey, our lovely podcast producer.
But he's a big fan of Casey.
We have five
little giggles.
Stars. Yeah. That's exciting.
5 stars?
5 out of 5. Not 5 out of 10. 5 out of 5.
Fantastic.
On, what is that? Spotify. Yeah. Well, there are like 78 reviews. I don't have my readers on.
Great.
But that's really nice and it really helps us and it keeps us, we're able to keep the wheels turning on this situation. But yes, we've been on the road. We have had so much fun at these live shows. And the coolest thing is the VIP meet and greets are back on. And when we were in all of the cities, everybody's so fun. You get to take pictures and it's a riot. Oh, 2 stories. First one, the Orlando one, just felt like, what was it? No, it was the Tampa one. It was so special for some reason, that meet and greet line in particular. And I think it's because I saw a friend that knew my parents, which is always like a weird full circle. And then we met a gal who had just survived cancer. She like literally found out she had cancer when she had a C-section and then was back on her feet and was momming. It was out at the show. And I'm like, God, I just love being able to see people again and in real time, in 3D. And we all laugh and it feels like it does everything right for me me. It's all about me. And the other one was, how funny was it at the meet and greet in, oh gosh, in Tampa, where...
Same one?
No, I'm sorry. In Orlando, I'm getting them backwards.
My aunt was at the Orlando one.
Yes. The one where the guy and the girl, they were like...
That was Orlando.
Okay. Orlando. Yep. Show of all women. Mostly women, right? And then we're getting more and more husbands and dudes, which is really fun. But at this show, right front center was this new young couple. And they were really good looking and they were really dressed up. And I gave this guy so much crap. You could just
tell they'd not slept in weeks. They just were up like, making out all night.
Yeah, making out. Like they still were like fired up for each other. They weren't sending shitty text messages while trying to podcast about who was going to pick up the kids. It's fine. And they were sitting next to each other. Find out later they were on a Bumble date. It was their second date. She brought him to an I Mom So Hard show on their second date. And I was like,
you're gonna get
sir,
married.
If that doesn't get you laid.
I don't
and
even.
He's a good time. He was a good time. He was smiling and laughing.
He messaged us and he follows us now, which I love that
I say
guy.
Bravo to you, sir. And if it doesn't work out with her, we've got 25 eligible ladies that would be happy.
I don't know what Bumble is.
Bumble's a dating thing. Okay. Like a Tinder. It was, but we didn't do that. Oh, man, if that would have been around when I was in my 20s.
That's what I was going to say. That
I would
have
never
have
paid
that.
For a meal. I would have just strategically placed my dating.
There was a thing called no panties back then.
There was a thing called
your
the
car?
Early 2000s.
Yeah.
And you would just go to Penny Pitchers and then make out with whatever barback was around.
You'd meet yourself a guy who'd just open a State Farm office. And that sounded impressive and like he was employed. And then
he literally was just the guy that had keys to the office. He didn't even work there.
Yeah.
It's like he opened the office, but it was just because.
See, that's why you got to stick to bartenders.
You got to stick to bartenders.
You know what you're getting.
You know what you're getting. And they're a good time. I was a bartender. And yes, I was a good time. It doesn't matter. Welcome to our podcast.
Yeah, we're podcasting. But that brings us to the thing that we're going to talk about, which is that we haven't had a day off. In so long. And moms don't get a day. Like, when we were talking about this topic, I was like, what's a day off?
What do you qualify
off?
As a day
because
off?
What does that mean? Like,
well,
I've hired a sitter to watch the kids for the day.
Oh, my God. What are you, a millionaire?
I don't know what it
what
means.
What is that?
What's a day off, like, where I'm not...
Let me ask you this.
Okay.
In your mid-20s, when you were into your career before you moved to L.A., what I'm trying to say is after your first divorce, what was your favorite? Your only divorce. I don't know why I said it like that.
First divorce.
TBD? I don't know. What was your favorite thing to do with like your girlfriends when you had a day off? Don't you remember when we just had jobs and then we would get a day off and you had a really great time because you didn't have the world weighing you down?
Without the responsibilities of kids.
And yes.
I do feel guilty saying because I'm not saying it's better, but... I'm going to go ahead and I think we all know I'm a 95-year-old woman and there was nothing I loved better than spending time with my 95-year-old grandma and my mom and we'd go antique shopping or something like
Give
that.
Give me a break.
Oh, what?
Give me a break. You didn't go get day drinks down at, we were together. What was the bar next to the beach?
You said Nebraska.
Oh, okay, fine. When you're in Nebraska, that sounds like a Nebraska day.
Okay, but... Yeah, no, we would ride our bikes down to the beach and drink all day.
Oh, man, that was fun.
Go home and take a nap and then go out and drink
again.
Yeah.
Those were fun days.
Are you kidding me?
Or like a rando volleyball game that would happen on the beach.
Not fun. I don't like that.
I loved bike rides. Man, we would just bike ride all
you
day.
You could just go
to the fireworks down at the beach.
They'd have concerts
the Santa Monica
on the pier.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And you'd have a basket of goodies like 40 bottles of wine and 2 pieces of cheese.
I do remember this. So unless you were like hooked up and married in your 20s, the way that you generally partied.
I'm listening to you. I'm trying not to turn away from the mic, but I have to focus on the
screen. Oh, okay. I thought you were looking out the window.
I am. Well, I'm listening to you and I was looking out the window. I was doing two things at once. I apologize. I'm back on.
I thought something funny was happening.
No,
out there.
I'm listening to you, but I was trying not to turn away too much. I look like a boy. It's fine.
Well, she's wearing a trucker hat backwards and her husband's plaid shirt. So, yeah, she's got a real Ashton Kutcher vibe like 2006 going on.
He's so right hot. Now. I'll take that compliment. He's beautiful too. If he was a woman, he'd be beautiful.
Yeah.
Both sides. He can, fine.
Iowa
That's
boy.
A compliment.
Yeah.
I know, Iowa.
So you used to, the way you would start out your parties was somebody would have, somebody who had like an apartment with a grill.
Ugh.
You'd, ugh. You'd bring meat. He'd bring like a bag of chips.
Ugh.
Somebody bring the cheapest paper plates and the cheapest like napkins you've ever seen.
Oh my
and
God.
And you grill. And then you go down to like a corner like dive bar to like load up on cheap drinks.
Yes.
Super cheap drinks. And then everybody's hammered. And then you go to like a fancy nightclub where the drinks are $15 or whatever.
Wait, was this in Nebraska?
That's everywhere.
Oh, that's everywhere.
I think it's everywhere.
I missed out on some stuff.
What are you talking about?
Well.
We grilled at your place.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes,
yep,
we did.
We still kind of do
we
that.
We kind of still kind of do that. Yeah, we pay $15 for drinks because we live in Los Angeles. You could be at Chili's yeah, and you're like, no, how it, much for a margarita?
Okay,
what
I'm
kind of
about.
BS
you,
is that?
You go get a rum and coke for $1.75 and then you go to the fancy club in Nebraska and you'd pay $6.
Yeah, $6 yeah. with tip. What?
Yeah.
I think when I think about what we're talking about today is like, what's like your best version of a day off? And you're right. Like we kind of work all the time and you're like, well, what does that look like? And we were, I was thinking about it yesterday because we were going to talk about it today. So excuse me as I burp. Technically,
I'm
thinking about work on my day off, about what my favorite kind of day off was.
I am trying to get my pants buttoned right now.
Yeah.
So there's never a break for anybody any point.
It's weird for me when I've had a great day. I always sort of discover it at like 7 at night. I was like, this was kind of an awesome day.
Yeah.
What made it awesome? And it's always like, if I start my day outside in the very beginning of the day, then I feel like I'm like a solar panel and I'm like, oh, I'm going to have a good day. Like whether it's like deadheading the plants. Oh, God, how old am I? Deadheading the plants or just going outside
like
and prattling.
My husband's age because he says that too.
But I like to prattle prattle. I like to like, I don't like to have a million things that I have to do on a day off because that's not a day off. That's just a day away from work. To truly have a day off, I think you have to do something that makes it something you want to do, whether it's, God forbid, go have a lunch with friends or go have a lunch by yourself with a trashy magazine. Is there anything better? Yes, a movie by yourself. That's great. Mm. I love going to movies by myself. My husband has gotten very loud.
I've never gone to a movie by myself. I go eat by myself all the time. I don't want the judgment.
I enjoy going to a movie by myself because they say, hey, would you like to see the seating chart? And I'm like, absolutely. I need to be away from as many people as possible.
You don't want to be seated next to anyone like you in a movie because
right.
I have been seated next to this woman on planes while she watches movies. And she is the queen of... Don't go in there, don't go in there. Don't open the door. Oh, come on, man. Who didn't see that coming? And I'm like, who are you talking to? And that's what she does in
you
movies.
You need to mind your business. I'm sitting in my seat.
I am trying to mind my business,
the
and
thing.
Then I pee myself.
You're right.
Because you
You're
startle
right.
me.
I'm 100% the person I would hate to sit next to at a movie by myself. So I try to get the seating chart so I'm by myself. Because I want to be me, but I don't want anybody else to be me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You want to do it.
I want to do it my way. So I was trying to find a movie that has been out for a while that I'm just going to be in a theater alone.
Yep.
Because I'm like, just you
and a guy masturbating the
right,
row
that's
immediately
right.
behind
you.
You
know why? Because the guy masturbating isn't making as much noise as the chick that's smuggled in Doritos and is opening a bag of chips and then deciding to crunch loudly. I'm like, did you want to chew?
You don't know how he masturbates. You don't know what he's doing chips either.
Well, I don't but I'm going to say, generally speaking, I think there's probably an audible at the end, but I don't know what's happening up until that point.
Like a
chip eater is bugging me for the whole time.
Don't go in there. Don't go in there. Don't go in there.
Fine. I can, if he's 8 chairs away and I can't see anything, I kind of don't care. Because I could just think he is like me and being loud during a part of the movie, but I cannot handle loud people in movie theaters. That's another subject. So yes, I don't.
Going to a movie by yourself is a perfect. What? Here's what I think I have trouble, and this is like probably a thing that would come up in counseling, is I used to have trouble like answering the question of like, what would make you happy?
Right.
Like for a long time, and I think it was like reaching adulthood until I could like very clearly say and not be influenced by anyone else, like what I really enjoy. Probably your oldest child, so I bet you probably have that problem less because you're like more of a decision maker. But I'm like,
yes, I would like to decide on what we're going to do for fun.
An adapter, kind. I don't know. So, but I always I kind of want to do stuff that makes me feel not behind on my day off. Like I give myself projects, and I like to do that, and then I feel good because I would love, like I would love to just like go sit by a pool, but I'd never relax.
Same.
Because I would be like, I need to go do this thing. It almost like compounds my stress if I don't like check a few things off my box before I go do something fun.
I know. If you check things off your box, it can really de-stress you.
I go to a movie by myself.
She goes to
a
movie theater and
she
goes
behind a loud woman.
Oh, don't go in there.
And I crunch Doritos.
God dang it. Ruiner of movies.
And I check off my box.
You can absolutely have a good time with yourself eight rows back, but don't ruin my movie. Don't open stupid, not theater regulation treats. I think they do that.
And,
so,
and don't do it without sharing.
Don't do it without sharing. Yeah. That's all I care about. If you have milk duds, don't hold on to them just for yourself.
You can buy those there. I'm thinking.
I know because they're a soft, chewy snack that don't make noise.
Wait, milk duds are soft and chewy? I thought they were crunchy. Like,
what in the hell is wrong with you? When was the last time you had a milk dud? Fine. I'll buy milk duds next time. There we go. I agree with
you. Wait, what are they? Aren't they
like gooey? They're gooey. They're nougat.
No, they're not. They're like, no, there's like.
This is my favorite.
I'm thinking of Whoppers.
How dare you say.
What's in a milk dud? Milk?
I'm upset by this conversation. I don't like
chocolate that much. This really upsets her.
Ugh. So many things you're saying upset me. On so many levels, like when you said you didn't see The Lion King, let the DMs flow.
I was wrong. I was wrong about that. I have seen it. I've seen it. It just didn't leave much of a mark on me. I talked to the kids about
how
it.
How are you standing on Earth as the first robot ever made? You look great. You should.
Thank you.
How do I get your pulse?
Oh. I don't understand. What do you mean? Should I be?
I don't understand how you
emotionally affected by Lion King.
What is wrong with you? Everybody was emotionally affected by The Lion King. They made a musical out of it, Jen. What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
What is wrong?
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
There's some Disney films I care a lot about, but...
Well, clearly not the ones that matter.
Okay.
You're like deep cut Disney. You're like, oh, Kojak was great.
Kojak is not a Disney movie. I don't know about Milk Duds, but I know Kojak was not Disney. I will say Disney's The Bambi scarred me. Bambi, is that
so
what we call it?
Bambi. It took someone shooting a baby deer for you to have a feeling.
It was that gall darn fire and that, yes, the mom.
Thankful you had a feeling about that because I'm sure you were just like, meh.
Because I don't remember a lot, but I remember sitting in Bambi going like, why the fuck are my parents letting me watch this?
Yeah, that's
traumatic. This is irresponsible. Like, I was so traumatized
by that
movie.
The same way when I saw Poltergeist with a babysitter. I was like, I don't think you should be letting me see this.
Yeah, I saw
Exorcist
at age 7.
It was the HBO 3 days. Yeah.
My parents were... That's the other thing. My parents had a lot of days off when they were raising kids. Like,
they just
They just kind of I did stuff and you were just there. I feel bad if I'm like, if it's a Saturday and we don't have a place to go and I don't have entertainment lined up for them or some like
that is a very big difference between our parents and who we are as parents. That is a big difference between Gen Xers raising kids and who we are as parents from boomers raising us. And that is this idea that like, you know, I think we were all sort of a version of latchkey kids. It was kind of like, oh, you're 10. You can figure out how to make ramen. Your survival skills are in check. You are fine. And we were like, well, I'm going to go outside and see just how fast I can be electrocuted from this pole, which I did do every summer. I was like, how many kids can we get together, hold hands, and electrocute ourselves? Wow. It's 10, by the way. So
what loose...
It was at a ball field, and we would just all hold hands and then see whoever number one was if he touched the pole. It was hot, and we'd send an electric current down all of us. I'm not so sure that didn't do something to me. Were you number one on that chain?
10 children were tragically electrocuted.
Literally, we were doing it right behind the stands. It wasn't like we were hidden. It's a ball field in Central City, Nebraska, and we were like... And my dad was like, what are you doing? I was like, it's so cool, Dad. If we all hold hands and the first person puts their hand on an electrical current, we can all feel it. And he's like, that is cool. Okay, I'm going to go do more of that.
Shark fishing? We're going shark fishing.
Yeah. But the thing about, for me, I think, and for you too, is because we are on the road, when you're home and you have a day off, you want to pack so many things in and you have so much pressure on yourself for it to be this magical day that you're almost yelling at your kids like, you need to love me. We're going to take pictures. We're going to have the most perfect day. And you're going to love every step of it.
I know. I do have to. And sometimes I hear my mom, which I don't like to hear. Where,
oh, boy.
Yeah. Where I'll say to them like, that's what I get for trying to do something nice for you. Try and take you somewhere.
Yeah, trying to take you guys somewhere. This is
total guilt trip. Arama. I hate myself for doing it because I'm like, that's not healthy.
I think it's fair. I'm saying what I want. I'm taking you guys to a restaurant right now, and I need you to love me. That's what I say.
Act like you like it.
Act like you like it.
Yeah.
I act like I like a lot of things, and I don't.
It was enough, like, growing up, I remember from my parents to be like, well, it's Saturday morning. Get off the couch and quit watching cartoons.
They'd done at 11.
They'd roll up the garage door and they'd be like, go find a neighbor that wants to have you around. Kind of. And
go play.
And then you just would, and you'd come back at the end of the day. In
a million years!
Yes, if I try to have a conversation with my husband and tell the kids to get out of the area, they won't go. They're so in my business.
But we also live in a big city. So like the idea of being like, hey, Finn, if you and Eleanor could just leave at 9 a.m. and come back at 6 p.m., just drink from the hose. Yeah. There's stuff in the back fridge if you guys are
hungry.
Somebody
will feed you.
Somebody will feed you. Go have a good time. In Los Angeles? Are you kidding? Plus, there is this thing that we do as parents now where we're like, da 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 da, like, let's entertain you.
Let's make it educational and also a worthwhile.
And my husband will be the first to be like, let them go outside and just make themselves busy. And I was like, you know what? You're right. Like, they can go outside and play. I don't have to, like, wait on them. But I think because we are gone, we're trying to, like, pack all
accommodate.
And also be with them because you miss them. But a day off for us and for women in general is so important because it should just be about the thing that makes you the most happy. And I really started to think about that because I was like, what is it that, like, I say, like, we need these days off, we need to recoup, we need to, like, but what is it what does that day off look like? And I figured it out. I freaking love going to a tile store, man. I can spend all day in floor and decor. All I want to do is learn. I met Elizabeth. She's really nice. I think we're going to go for margaritas. She was giving me a real, like, lesson on herringbone and why you got to use a bigger tile so it's not too busy. She's really nice. 2 kids.
Well...
And then I was like, maybe I'll get a part-time job here. Nope, I'm thinking about work. Then I went in there another day and I was like, flooring. I have a lot to learn about flooring. It just feels nice it's my time. It's something I'm interested in. I do see myself becoming someone that can tile. And I really liked the way it felt being there and not having like pressure to do anything. I mean, I went for a reason. I bought $8,000 from tile on accident when I only needed $600.
What are you tiling, the mall?
It's just a small bathroom, but I did the math wrong.
Okay.
But when they told me that it was going to be 160 boxes, I was like, I think it's just one bathroom.
That feels like a lot of... Are the tiles individually boxed? Because that could be.
Yeah, I go, Elizabeth, I think we need to run the numbers again. And she's like, yeah, that guy did not do it right. So we got the right tiles. But I do enjoy... Yesterday I went with Colin and he was getting grout and I was getting annoyed with him. And then I just took a little stroll through all of the tile and I was like, this kind of makes me happy. In this moment, I'm happy. Okay. Why?
I'm really going to make your universe implode for a second here, Kristen. What you were doing was shopping. I know you... Tell me how much you hate it. You could never do it. You don't want to do it. What's wrong with me for doing it? But what you did was shopping, and it wasn't colorful shirts. It was tile. So you...
Yeah.
You guys, no! I wish you could see what's happening with your eyes right now, because it's like a multiverse has just opened before her. And
you can't be right. You can't, yeah, that can't be why I was happy.
That's what you did. That's what you did as you
was. Was I walking and like just browsing and perusing and thinking about all the things it could be?
Yeah.
Fuck, I was shopping.
Looking at prices.
And oh my God.
Spending time with nobody to rush you.
And looking at stuff for no reason. I was shopping.
Yeah, you were shopping.
And it made me happy. It made me so happy.
I feel so redeemed.
You're right, though. It's just, what are you shopping for?
I couldn't believe I was hearing you say that.
I hate like, shopping for clothes.
No, I know. It's what you got to, it's something you're interested in. Here's what's fun about shopping is that, I've never seen this before. Oh, that's interesting. Because shopping doesn't have to be like kids' shoes. That's work. That is work.
You're going in for a reason. Yeah. I'm not having a delightful time.
These are all different sizes.
Also, if we're shopping for something, it's because we have something we have to do and I don't have any pants that fit.
Yes. But that's what I was saying. Like, I used to love going antique shopping with my mom and my grandma and going like, what's this thing? What's this for? Wouldn't that make a great paperweight or whatever? And like...
I do like antiquing, but we don't get to do it very often. No. But I do love...
Plus in LA, everything's so stupid expensive.
Right. But I do love going into like... little museum shops or vintage shops when we're like on the road and like just seeing what's
unique
in there and
things. Yeah.
I'm going to burp. Sorry.
Yeah.
And all this shopping talk really, I don't know. I just
she's
had
got
a,
an upset tummy now. Cause
what
I
do you
just,
call that when you have a discovery about yourself, an epiphany?
Yeah.
Shit. I like shopping.
It's so just what it's about. Cause I could see you and I bet I could take you to some stores that you would like. Like if I was like, hey, let's go to that one fancy appliance shop.
Ferguson. I've been. I love it.
Oh my gosh.
I want to work there.
Pick out all those like neat handles that you can put
in
your kitchen.
I had so many opinions about handles that I've never had before. Yep. And I was like, this is delightful. Yes. I also was like, it's just big enough that I don't feel overwhelmed and I'm like learning and it's like design stuff. So my creative brain is so happy. But yeah, I really enjoyed that.
Yeah. But you don't like to go to like Home Depot, Lowe's kind of deal because it's all like overwhelming, chaotic.
It's overwhelming.
And it's not
floor decor is no small joint.
No.
But
it's
floor. It's just floor and decor.
Yeah.
I don't know why they don't call it like tiles and smiles because that would be.
That's a great, you know what? That's
my store.
Yep, that's
what
we're going to call it.
Tiles
okay?
and Smiles.
Yeah.
It felt like at first I was going to have a heart attack when I walked in, but then I was like, breathe. And Elizabeth was so helpful. And I was like,
what are you looking for? Get you in the right area.
And she like made me feel like I put these two things together. And she goes, that's a really nice combo. So she built my confidence. Oh my God, I like shopping.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of good at it, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. But yeah. Then I think the other thing that I'm surprised, and you've been like this, but it took me a long time to get into it, is like I do like cooking. But do you like cooking, or do you find it frustrating right now because Delilah's like giving you a rough go with food?
I find cooking right now in my life very frustrating, and I wish it weren't that way because I love to grocery shop. Like that.
Oh my God,
that's the thing. Like I know Kristen doesn't like it, but what I like is to say like I have got to go buy all this stuff. Don't rush me. Just let me pick out, you know, like spend time.
So you're shopping for groceries. You're doing your thing you were talking about where you're delightful at the grocery store?
Yes. Oh, man. I help people find things. You should have a camera down one aisle
at you and another camera aisle down a camera with me and just see the difference. I'm pitting out through my shirt. I'm very frustrated. I don't understand why there's like 15 different kinds of the same spice.
What fruit, what vegetables in season right now? And maybe I don't even have a plan. I'm just going to get that. I'm going to come up with my own recipe.
Rather go to a farmer's market.
Well, that sounds kind of fun,
because
too.
That's shopping. Like that. Boy, we're really off base, but I'm just saying, for a day off, I like farmer's markets because they're outside.
Well, I do think like shopping gets kind of a bad rap, though.
And you are a very good grocery shopper. I will give you that.
I enjoy, for me, shopping of all sorts is the thrill of the hunt. I like to get a good deal. I like to feel like I've beat the man a little bit by getting a good deal.
The guy that was
something.
In the theater? Same guy?
Beat the man. I will. No, it's my day off,
sir. The guy in the theater.
I absolutely will not. You can beat your own self off because it is my day off.
Sir, I do not know why you're out of the movie theater and in this grocery store, but I am shopping right now. You will need to mind yourself.
I do. I think it's creative and I think it's fun. And I also, how many times I will go shopping and I'm like, this makes me think of this person. And
I know, you're
like
very
a little
good about that.
Gifty kind of thing. Because
that's a love language for you. You've always been like that. You're like, I can't tell you the number of times we've been on the road. And I think this is such a nice thing about you and so different than me. You're like, some woman will be like, oh my gosh, I love your earrings. And Jen will be like, here, take them. They make you happy here. And I'm like, I'm not giving anybody my earrings.
Well, you have like two pair.
I have two pair.
Yeah.
That's it. And
I do like, and then how, you know, if they make people happy, then.
You're just very giving like that. And like, you're like, oh, I found this little plate that has the Golden Girls theme song on it. I'm going to buy it for Kristen while I'm out shopping. And if I were buying that, I'd be like, oh, this plate is so cute. And if I keep it for myself, then I have a cute little.
I keep plenty for myself. That's why it all works out. But I will say that's why I don't like.
I send TikToks. That's my love language.
I don't like cooking anymore because it used to be a love language. And I do. I love to have a party because people appreciate
like
feeling like welcomed and like,
right.
You did this for me kind of thing. You know what? I could cook all dang day for my kids. They would not eat a lick. They would be disgusted by it. They would be horrified. And I try to explain to them, like, it's as though you painted a picture for me and I told you it was terrible.
Right.
It's the exact same thing as me doing this work for you and you not liking
right.
it. And my husband's always on some, like, different diet. Either he's, like, no carbs. He's low carbs. He's doing,
it's hard.
Like, intermittent fasting.
It's taking
fasting
the joy out of it. And if you
There's
have a day
no
off,
joy in it.
You want to have joy. I like the joy of cooking now because it's the if I can slow roll it, I don't like to feel like everything, like I'm working in a fast food kitchen. Like everything is like, there's a bell going off. Like you gotta get, you know, we need a sunny side up, whatever on table 7. I get freaked out by that. I just like the idea of like, I'm gonna chop the vegetables. I'm gonna do the thing. I'm gonna put the garlic in. But that is so rare that I get to do that. And I'm also not the world's best cook, but I have noticed that since I've had the Alexa with the camera, or not the camera, the TV on it, I can do little recipes. So over the pandemic and over the last couple of years, I do believe I've become a much better cook and I really enjoy it. It is the thing on my day off that I'm like, I like to think down that I'm like, oh, it's 9 in the morning. What are we going to do for dinner? And if I have that thought, dinner's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
But if I have that thought at 4 p.m., dinner is going to be an open bag from Trader Joe's that I'm like throwing together.
Well,
and
here's what these all have in common that I'm hearing you say, and I'm hearing myself say the exact same thing is, even if you don't have, even if, because cooking's work.
It is work.
And there's an element of shopping that is work.
Always.
And I think it's like, our lives are so busy and so stressful and we're on other people's timelines trying to work in little bits of ourselves in there that when we get a day off, even doing what you have to do on your own timeline feels like a huge break.
Yeah.
That you don't have to rush to get everything done feels
right.
awesome. Like the most stressful, like we had a day earlier this week, which Casey knows, we were like, we were out of town. We were so busy. And I was like, if there's a thing on the calendar, that's my whole day. My whole day is like, what can I get done before that?
Then and after
what
that.
Happens
yep.
like after that? So it's not a day off.
Right.
Like we'll always be working on another schedule. So a day comes where you just don't have to do anything and you get to decide.
Where is that?
You're still, you're still going to do laundry. You're still going to throw it in. You're still going to do all the stuff. Yeah. Unless you're like at a resort or something, which God love you.
God love you. But here's the worst thing, though, for me. The worst thing you could do to me on a day off is, like, tell me to meditate or just sit or just be.
Tell you to do anything. That's the thing. Like, you just don't want to be told what to do.
I don't believe that I'm, like, filling my bucket and refilling my tank if that means I just lounge by the pool. If it does it for you, lounge by the dang pool.
Yeah.
But for me, I'm such a high-strung person that I kind of have to have some movement in my day. And if I'm not productive at all, then I'm behind.
Yeah. So that's what I mean. It feels worse by the end of the day.
It feels worse by the end of the day. But those stolen moments when you're surprised, when you have a day off and something fun happens that's unexpected, that takes your time, is like the best kind of thing. Like,
yeah.
I just read this post. Oh, I think I have it. Can I read it?
Yeah.
This is a post we were in it was 2019. We were so busy. You and I, like, just so everybody understands, like, you know, in what we do, we're always sort of thinking as comedians and writers and creators. And then you're thinking, oh, that's a fun, I want to tell Jen this thing. Oh, that would be fun for the podcast. Or there's this element where you're sort of floating above yourself kind of all the time. And when you have a day where that kind of doesn't happen, you're like, also observing that is like extraordinary because we're so used to it. We've been doing this for 6 years. So I found this post from 2019 on my personal Facebook, and this is what it says. Today we booked a trip, watched Zootopia, watched Finn score a touchdown, watched Eleanor draw a princess, fixed grilled cheese, cheered Finn's baseball team to victory, drove to Santa Monica, reconnected with amazing friends, went swimming with 2 rounds of food, drove home, carried 2 kids to bed, walked the dog, typed a status update, and then z.
Nice.
And those are the days where that to somebody is not a day off, but that to me is a perfect day off.
Yeah.
That is a day of spontaneous fun. And it like those days reboot me more than a day where I'm like trying to be zen and trying to be calm. Because I just like when something is unexpectedly fun, how do you make that on a day off when you know your day off is coming? I don't know. But I certainly think being in the moment on your days off and not filling your day off with a ton of work or not filling your day off with a ton of expectations is kind of the key.
Yeah.
You know?
I have this like conflict that I tell the kids all the time, and now they're smart enough to like catch me on my hypocrisy, is when they're like, I'm bored, I go, well, you know who gets bored?
Boring people. By Terry Hensley, circa 1989.
I also say to them, be bored, because it makes you interesting to think of like new ideas and to like
in ways to get out of boredom.
Yeah, because I kind of love when I have to go to a doctor's appointment and I have to wait a little bit and my cell phone service is shoddy. I kind of like that time to just like be bored and pick up a magazine that I would never read.
Absolutely. Have you ever watched like Pride and Prejudice? Like I have 500 times. Let me guess, you've never seen it.
I read the book.
You did not. You read the book. You didn't see the movie with the part in the hand. You're missing everything. And at the end, I love you. You don't even know what you're missing. Fine, I'm mad at you again. Fine. So
you guys notice I didn't even say anything in there.
In Pride and Prejudice, okay, there's parts where, you know, there isn't much to do. So
yeah.
Especially if you're in the upper class, you're in these, you can play the frickin' good, not the guitar. What is it? The piano? But they call it something fancy. The piano. The
harpsichord?
I don't know. Something fancy. So the you can play the, God bless America, I can't remember the name of it, but the piano, for lack of a better word. Or walk with me around this room. And you literally promenade.
Strolling, yeah.
Stroll. Yeah. Or you grab a piece of lavender and you smell it because you don't have an iPhone. And you're like, well, I'd like to use my senses today.
Yeah.
That is, so if you think back to then, if they can find shit to do, so I can like go back to basics, you know?
Yeah, I think it's good they died at like 33, though. So it's you really got to smell those roses. You've got like a limited window before you're a grandparent.
How dare you?
Well,
they lived, the Darcys lived together to be old, and they loved each other maybe, from the beginning to the very end.
Maybe the movie's different than the book, but I don't. What?
Do they die in the book?
Anyways.
You're the worst person on the planet.
God. Wait, Jane Eyre? I can't. Now I'm
not
confused.
Jane
which
Eyre?
One we're talking
Pride
about.
And Prejudice. Prejudice. I just got
Oh, see?
It's not Pride and Prejudice.
You guys?
That's it. You know what? You know, maybe it is. Maybe it
That's
is.
The movie
maybe it is.
She's
you know not, what I want to yeah. do? I want to walk around my neighborhood smelling lavender. That's what I'm going to do. And I do love going on walks. That is one of my favorite things to do all the time.
I think I agree with that. I can go on a walk. I really like that.
I like to stroll.
I do too.
I have dogs and they have, we walk them in our neighborhood. And that was literally one of the saving things during the pandemic is our kids. We would get the dogs and we had this ritual. And even so much so that our dogs now come 6:30 or 7, Sky's looking at me like, bitch, I don't know why you're sitting down watching TV. We got to go out and walk. Yeah. And we walk in the neighborhood and the kids talk about which house they like the best. Or Finn is showing me like some sports move. And I really feel like those walks are like what makes a day off like kind of perfect. Well, and I don't need it to be a 5 miler, by the way. I'm not trying to win any awards.
No. Why do you need
it? But you know what I mean? I'm not like out there like I got to get my 10,000 steps. I'm talking about taking a walk.
Yeah.
Just a simple walk.
Well, I really used to like, well, like say when the pandemic started and we were like strictly in lockdown, like ordering groceries and stuff because you didn't know if like the zombie apocalypse was upon us. I got all this shit done. I like every day I was like, okay, you wanted some time off? You need to organize every closet. You're going to get that garage put together. All this stuff I had planned on doing, I did. There was not a thing left to do. And then when all this stuff was done, we got this pool at Costco. And it wasn't like, it was like an above, it was like an 8x8 pool. It was like a little
baby,
little baby
boy.
Pool.
But in our 20s, that would have been literally the reason to go to a party.
That would have been at the
we
barbecue.
We would have been 40
you your
people
chicken.
In there.
Yes, absolutely.
Everybody would have had on a tube top or a bikini
1,000%. And we wore that thing out. And I remember thinking while it was happening, thank God, where I was like, I would not get this time to do nothing if this
thing wouldn't
like,
have happened.
Weren't happening.
Those
yeah.
walks absolutely happened because of the pandemic, and it's a thing that I've kept. And like, so my husband will walk the dogs in the morning. I think they do does a good thing
Their
for him.
Their walks are shittier than yours are.
What do you mean?
He doesn't enjoy the walk like you do. That's
He's
where
had,
I thought you were going. I'm sorry.
No, no. It's not untrue. I feel like he could be a little more dialed into the experience, but he's on his phone while he walks.
Nope, that doesn't count. See, that's...
And he looks like a big old burly man. My husband, there's nobody that... You know those people where you're like resting bitch face, you know? Colin looks like resting grump face. But no one turns into a more jovial, happier person than when he sees you. His eyes literally like he's like a cartoon. And I'm like, wouldn't it be nice if you put your phone away so you don't look like big Mr. Grumpy guy and you just walk through your neighborhood, eyes up, like saying hi to people? I'm such a country person that I say hi to people and they look at me and they're like, wait, why is she talking to me?
She's going to bug me.
She's going to bug me. She's going to want to know too much. And I, you know what? You're right, because I want to know who my neighbors are.
Oh, I said mug you.
Oh, no, I don't want to mug them. Well, maybe, depending.
Depends on which neighbor.
Ugh, don't get me started on that. I got another.
I got a neighbor situation. Oh God!
Update.
That's for another. Is that for another podcast?
No.
Should we go to the mom box though?
Yeah. Wait. Final thoughts, Jen.
Oh, on the day off.
Just
I would
real
like
quick.
One. Thank you.
What? I know. When I ask you this question, what's the first thing that comes to your head?
Okay, hold on. Let me get everything out of my head right now. The
okay, that'll be fast. You don't have any movies in there. You don't have any references to feelings. Okay, so what is something that you do by yourself that brings you joy? And it's not being 8 rows back behind me in a movie theater. Just something you do by yourself that brings you joy.
Read.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Yeah, I think I'm like that too, although your reading selections are...
Which it's interesting. Garbage. It must really bring me a lot of joy because I read a lot of, it's all nonfiction, which is super depressing, but it still makes me really happy. Oh my God,
it's the most depressing. Your books are so, she comes on the plane and I'm like, snooze, I'm going to watch Ragnarok. You and these books of like, let's look at the historical economics of the third world countries that have become, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, let's bring it up to Bridgerton. I'm the third of the Julia Quinn series, baby.
You know what? You can say what you want to, bitch. You like shopping.
I do like shopping. I do like shopping. You're right.
Nailed
I didn't
it.
Know. I feel like I've discovered something.
I feel so vindicated right now.
I can't believe that's what I was feeling is the joy of shopping.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
You just weren't looking for the right thing before.
I guess I just needed to stay in more of a hardware space.
Let's or go a gardening to space.
Or gardening space. I love going to greenhouses. I love going to gardening shops. Oh, my God. But I just want to work there, too. Oh, discount.
That's not a day off, then.
Yeah.
That's
boy, if that doesn't tell you who we are.
Okay. Beautiful Miss S sent us this message. I was sitting in the parking lot listening to the podcast while I was waiting to pick my daughter up from kindergarten. I'm a little behind Halloween part one, just a little bit, because I wanted to listen to all of them in order, but that's beside the point, LOL. We get back in the car and I'm trying to get out of the lot and watch the kids in the crosswalk and, sorry, hold on, and all, oh, okay, she's got a little accent. And
hilarious.
Watch the kids in crosswalk and all, and my daughter says, Mom, are you listening to something inappropriate? And I'm like, no, well, maybe. And turn the radio on just to make it out the parking lot. But I'm not paying attention to anything else that's going on at the moment. And she says, Mom, you want to know what those ladies said while you were talking in the car? They said their boobs look great without a shirt on, Mom. That's what they said. Three laughing faces. I laughed so hard just because it was a mom moment of half listening to my five-year-old that never stops talking just to get out of the parking lot. And that's the part that she hears. So thank you for the good laugh, mom moment. Who was saying their boobs look good without
me,
a shirt?
100% me.
Okay.
Because it's not untrue. They still, I mean, listen.
Still got it?
Well, they never had it, so I bought it. And it's the best money I've ever spent. Look, the
See,
rest
that's
of me.
What she heard. Somebody's
the rest of me is real
and
going downhill, but those suckers, I'm like, put them in pictures, man. This is one. The problem is now they start to look like one has a lazy eye. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're not supposed to say lazy eye.
Yeah, I know. What do you want Delilah to hear this?
Pride and Prejudice.
Oh, my God.
Everybody's Pride and Prejudice. I'm going to get in trouble. You're not supposed to, you have to have a squirrely eye. Looks
pride,
like my
Pride and
looks
Prejudice.
Looks like my Uncle Richard who had a glass eye, and one eye would stay there, and the other eye would look around. That's what my nipples look like right now. But they're still pretty good on form and shape. My left one should be in photos.
Can we not talk about your uncle anymore, Kristen?
My Uncle Richard. One eye. Like this. Doll eye. One eye would move and the other eye would stay straight.
If one of your nipples is closed like that, I will take you to the doctor myself because that should not be the case. We need to get that looked at.
She's awesome. She Ray Ray. And I like that she has a little accent.
I know. It's hard to read an accent. That was so cute. Well, thank you for listening to the podcast. And hopefully you're not...
We got
to
do a hot box.
Listening to this one with your daughter.
Wait, not a hot box. A mom box. Well, a hot flash.
Gosh, you guys.
You've been calling them hot boxes lately.
We put the explicit E on all the episodes because at least one of us is going to say something
you
disgusting.
Said your way to yes and this conversation was the man was masturbating in a theater. I'd never thought of that.
You said he's doing whatever he wants to do and I just.
You said masturbate.
Yeah.
Well.
That's a medical term, isn't it?
Ugh. Oh, God. Sorry, parents. Don't listen to this with your kids.
Yeah, you shouldn't be.
And if you're a kid listening, then, well, rate and review and subscribe.
I'm telling you, when the I Mom So Hard podcast comes up on our Apple TV, I go, no.
Eleanor's
don't go in that room. Don't go in that room.
Yeah, Eleanor's been asking me. She's like, hey, Mom, can I watch? Can I just watch? No. Some videos that you and Jen. Nope. Well,
someday.
Why? I said, because the jokes are not for you.
Yep.
And they're like, she's like, are they about me? And I was like, you know what? I've been contributing to your 529
That's solidly, all you need to know.
Your whole life. Mm-hmm. So if they are about you, you just remain quiet, yep, ma'am. Everybody's got to. Go ahead and DM me about that. Pride and Prejudice.
That's what's wrong with this country is okay. Pride and Prejudice.
Pride and Prejudice. Yeah. I can't believe you haven't seen that movie. I don't understand what you're doing with your time. Book. That's not a book you want to read. That's a movie you want to see. Those books have too many I need to get to the fancy stuff. I need to get to the, just him flexing his hand. Do you know what I'm talking about, ladies? The flex of the hand is enough that my pants exploded.
And so did the guy behind you.
The guy, don't go in there. Don't go in there. I told you no. Okay. Hot box, flash, whatever the
hot
fuck.
Hot flash. What do I want to do on my day off? I'll tell you what this hot flash is. I was scrolling through the old Facebook and an ad popped up. Yes, I feel targeted for the Renaissance Pleasure Fair of Irvine, California.
Ew, wait.
I don't know.
Why is the pleasure part in there?
I don't know. But the picture was of a super hot night guy. Like he was.
Didn't he work at that restaurant?
Well, Medieval Times. No, there's not hot guys that work there. No.
I will beg to differ. My night was super hot in the red and he winked
really?
At me. Ugh. Yeah.
Well, okay. So there is a Renaissance festival.
But why do they call it the Pleasure Festival?
I don't know. That's what was confusing about it. So I don't know if
that guy in the theater is going to be there.
Well, this is
just
what,
yanking it the whole
the
time.
The whole entire time.
Because everybody else will be doing that too. It's like just dress up like your favorite pirate and masturbate.
I do think that kind of role play stuff is a little bit hot and a little bit attractive. I mean, it's very Pride and Prejudice, honestly, if you want to get... It's a different genre. You know, it's like a different anachronism.
It's LARPing, which is not far from what we do. Live action role play or things that my husband and I do.
That's
but
what I'm saying.
That's different. I've never been to a Renaissance fair.
They're awesome.
Have you been?
I have been so many times.
You're such a weirdo.
I love them so much. And I'll tell you this. It is like a total kink fest
for
some people.
Are they all banging there? What's the deal? They're like, lords and ladies, come see me make a horseshoe. In real life, I'm a copywriter at State Farm.
I do get the sense, yes, that some of them bang a lot and some have never heard of it.
I think some of them never will. Yeah,
I do get
fine.
That sense. But there are people there, that's their freak flag. They're very into like wearing bondage outfits that are medieval.
Why are they wearing bondage outfits?
It's like medieval kind of or something. I don't know, but
corsets and steins of beer.
That's a regular Renaissance festival, so a Renaissance pleasure festival.
And a lot of meat.
I don't know what it is,
but
I tell you
what, a stick.
We're gonna buy some costumes.
I'm not going
to
a Renaissance pleasure
fair.
You
can get a turkey leg. You can get a funnel cake. I mean, there's
why is a funnel cake at a freaking Renaissance fair? They probably have Venmo.
Yeah, probably.
That's really annoying.
They're not going to do it for free. But I'm going to show you. I'll show you the picture of.
Fine. If I thought.
Here, can you, Casey, Google the Irvine Renaissance Pleasure Festival. Just, I'll show you a picture of the night.
Is it that guy?
Well, that guy's not happy. Look at that. That's not the one. But click.
Jen,
look at that.
This guy works at TGI Fridays two nights a week. Oh, my God.
Look at that handsome knight.
Oh, my God, Jen.
This goes out
to
all the knights.
You need to see Pride and Prejudice so you can see Mr. Darcy.
Darcy sounds like a guy that can't even lift a sword.
He can lift his sword, and I'll tell you, in his tight pants, you know it's bountiful.
How tight are they? Okay, maybe. So I'll watch that movie. If
he's
you come
like
to
6'6
the...
as an actor, by the way, so you know.
Will you come to the pleasure fair with me?
Oh,
I'm asking you.
You know they're going to think I'm a dude. Fine.
You can costume as you'd like to. There's no requirements. So
I'm
you
going
can,
as a I'm
you are
going
wearing
as
your
blacksmith's.
You're wearing your husband's clothes right now, so I don't know what you're wearing. You can wear his kilt.
I don't have very much green.
Well.
And my hair is really gray, so I'm wearing a hat, and it covers when we record, so I'm wearing it backwards, and now I look identical to my brother.
I really like how we just forgot we were podcasting. We just looked at each other and like laughed inside. Yeah. We're like, we're supposed to be saying things.
I don't know what we're supposed to be saying, but well, I get laughs in your eyes.
My hot flashes for all the mildly dorky dudes, but still hot and super dorky dudes at the Renaissance Pleasure Festival.
And with that, I might say,
being a super dorky person that loves to go antique shopping with her grandma.
If you feel great going to a Ren Fair, Pleasure Fair, then God love you, because you got to do your own thing and what makes you happy. And, you know, mine's going to a movie theater with nobody around me. Yours is going to a weird festival. But that's great.
I did have a friend that tried to set me up with somebody one time. And I was like, I don't know. I kind of get a weird vibe from him.
Is it because he was wearing dressed like a pirate?
He was dressed very normally. But I will tell you that they went to one festival kind of deal like that, and he wore a leather Speedo. And I was like, I'm glad. Something told me.
Jen's like, why is it weird that this guy wore chainmail on our first date?
There's some hot... Look at that. I think the pleasure fair
is... So weird.
Hello, pleasure fair.
I mean, listen, I like getting dressed up just as much as the next lady, and I like to role play when... You're trying to spice things up just like anybody else. And I would like to be a LARPer. But if you are somebody who has an entire, what do you call it when you're that guy? A knight? A suit of armor?
Yeah.
In your closet? Oh, God.
I am mad at you. I'll just tell you right now, Mr. Pleasure Fair.
I hope it works for him. I hope it does. God bless you. And thanks for coming.
We're done podcasting. Bye. Bye.